good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Aletta, that conference in Joburg was quite interesting in that there are quite exciting things happening at MultiChoice. Why this new way forward?
Terence, I think we are in this very, very, very exciting time because there is just a plethora of content and content everywhere. And every day, kind of like you open a newspaper or you go online, there's like another service that's launched somewhere. So on the one hand, you know, kind of like people complain about repeats, but there's like so much content. And we're really realizing that the consumer is actually not finding the content. They're watching a small repertoire of channels. They don't move outside of those channels. And it's very difficult for them to find stuff. So our main purpose is to actually kind of like point out all the new content. And as you saw at the conference, there is really masses and masses of new content.
You know, I think one of the biggest complaints is that there are just endless repeats on DSTV. How are you addressing that?
So we have made significant changes. Our first step was movies, because movies is the thing that people complain about the most. So we've decided that we are rather going to do 1,000 movies on the connected PVR, so you can go and choose your own movies, and then bring the number of movie channels down from 6 to 4, and on the 1st of April we are going to terminate another one. So there will be 3 movie channels then.
Aletta, what about Mnet and Mnet Edge? I mean, there are repeats on those channels all the time.
When we did the analysis on Mnet Edge, which is a great channel, but we just found that there was basically 2 hours of new content daily, and the rest was basically repeats. So we've decided to merge Mnet and Mnet Edge, and then basically from 5 o'clock every day, you will see new content 7 days a week. So we're going to have hardly any repeats in the prime time of Mnet.
Aletta, I think what I'm quite interested in as well is that prime time has now been extended to between 6 p.m. and midnight.
Yeah, because I do think, you know, viewers have different patterns. So we are going to have, like, new content right up to 12 o'clock. You know, if you're somebody that comes home late and, you know, only starts viewing at 9 or 10 o'clock, there'll definitely be a lot of content for you to watch.
Right. Aletta, I think just lastly, you know, Mark Rayner, the CEO of MultiChoice, said that it's an exciting time to be in the business of television. Is that correct?
It's absolutely correct, because there's so much happening, and first of all, I think behavior has changed completely. We live in a world with broadband, where people can literally access any content. So how do we offer the best experience so that, you know, viewers don't have to go and find content in other ways or differently? We're really working very, very hard on that, and really trying to make viewers understand that we don't only offer the content on the TV, but we offer it on our DSTV Now app, and, you know, kind of like view it in your own time and take the content with you everywhere you go.
Darren, Kerry and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.